evening, ladies and gentlemen. We'd like to welcome us to Boston, and we'd like to welcome... Well, we'd like you to welcome Kate and Anna McGarrigle to this stage. Yeah.
Friend. me that I'm falling down.
Tell me that I need a friend.
Tell me that I need a friend.
Oh, baby, I'm not alone.
Let it be, I'm not alone.
And you can't tell me where to go.
What or who to be.
Thank you. voices for them. Anyway, a little bit more voice and a little bit more piano in one.
We're doing, I don't know if you want more voices for the song, then. We're doing a new song.
I want no sound at all.
Maybe a round in the most. the song is called Hang Out Your Heart. It's in a B. No, it's an E. It starts in B. It goes to a G, then a sharp major. In the verse, but it's a minor in the bridge.
You'll love it.
My one big hope is hasn't been to the novels.
Thank you.
an old metal belt that he was leaning against his car.
I was just going to say, No, we got a nice note from Angela O'Callaghan, who wants to know if our grandmother was Alice Royley, who married Ben McGarrigle. No, our grandmother was Jane Gillis, who married James McGarrigle. And so I guess you're not our fourth cousin once removed. But I guess we're all sort of cousins, aren't we? It says her great 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 grandfather is your great 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 grandfather. Oh, yeah. Angela, are you related to Nancy McGarrigle? Okay, no, because that was a lady once that came to see us in Ashby. Is that the place in Massachusetts? I don't think she came to see us because her handwriting is very old and sort of crotchety, but she'd sent a note like she'd seen something about it in the paper. Just asking. Do you know Phil McGarrigle in San Francisco? He's a patent attorney with Exxon.
Melanie McGarrigle lives in Australia. She's tall and blonde and has brown eyes.
And she coughs.
Come to you and go, the Lord for young.
After all, this is folk music.
The love song. Sounds Spanish. Love song, the airline pilot with the sexy little stewardess. A poor old wife sitting at home. Drowning her sorrows. Let's
Thank you. basement stairs.
Anderson. Synthesized. Are they wearing the mini this year?
The song's in French. It's a song of Bob Seger's that we translated.
I also took some liberties with. I borrowed a lute this year, and I can't tune them. There's 16 strings on.
Martin? Hello, are you there?
You can take this down a bit in the monitors. This cord. And I'm going to turn this down just in case I drop the fiddle.
Thank you.
I wrote the book, then we wrote the songs, and he quit. And then this other guy's come in to write a new book, but he wants us to write new songs. It's really terrible. I think we're the only people who like the songs. We say things like, Canadians don't know anything. The hell, they're not going to find anybody in Montreal. Let's go to New York, get a real writer and stuff like that. So every once in a while we do something that the sentiment of the song is the sentiment of the leading lady of the musical, whose name was Mrs. Chadwick. She died in 1904 in jail after running off with about $17 million that she said that she finagled out of banks on the supposition, is that the right word? Pretense.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
That she was Andrew Carnegie's, Andrew Carnegie's illegitimate daughter, and she was actually brought down by a banker called Newton, who was from Boston.
Later found out the shaman.
Is that the shaman? No.
This has a kind of a preamble that goes into the song, which now, of course, has no value because there's no, it doesn't come out of any scene. I should have known better. You warned me from the start. That gentleman who climbed the ladder, he the rules and not the heart. They're blinded by the promise that if they play the game, their star will rise. They never seem to see what shining bright before their very eyes. I am a diamond.
room is me.
That's Prudence DeWitt.
That's Kate Garrable.
On guitar is Danny Greenspoon. On the drums is John McColgan. On bass is Pat Donaldson. Violin, Joel Sifkin. And last but not least, on mandolin, Jane McCarroll.
Drive the sun, the river, and I lose.
I'm sorry, we don't have an encore, there are people outside waiting in the rain, so the next show is scheduled to start in 5 minutes, and I'd like to get the doors open for those people in 5 minutes so they don't get too wet. So if you'd like to stay, you're welcome, but I need all the low tables must be cleared immediately. If you want to stay, move to the sides or up in the balcony, but I need all the low tables. And thanks a lot. If you could expedite your exit, if you are leaving, it would be greatly appreciated. Thanks again.